Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time to go blitzing on Grant and Danny. We are live at Nationals Park, 1 hour away from the introductory press conference of Dave Martinez as the new skipper in Washington of your Nationals. Mike Rizzo will join us next hour after the press conference. So will Martinez. More on the Nats and the Blitz in just a couple of minutes, but let's get things started on the gridiron. Our pal is Chris Russell. He's our Redskins insider. Slashy, if Washington's without four offensive linemen in Seattle, how ugly could this get pre-snap in the loudest stadium in the National Football League?
Yeah, I mean, last night, Nick Ashew and I did over-unders on both false starts and sacks, and I came in at less than five sacks, but I think I went 4.5 sacks or something like that, and I went with more false starts. So I'm expecting false starts to be as big, if not a bigger issue. Grant, you know, both you and I were there Thanksgiving weekend in 2011. That team stunk then. That was pre-Russell Wilson, and it was still really loud, and the Redskins offensive line still had some issues there. Fast forward, obviously, almost 6 years, and we know it's going to be a major challenge. I don't trust T.J. Clemmings if he's got to play, which I think he will, as far as I can throw him in that spot.
Russell, has an NFL team ever just punted on first down? And might the Redskins do that a bunch of times this weekend? I say that only kind of in jest. I just want to make sure nobody else gets hurt. What can you call if you're Jay Gruden? What's available to you in the playbook with this patchwork group?
Well, here's the good news, Danny, for you. They would get more yards on first down if they punted instead of running the football. You know, just to kind of serve you up one there. They're going to have to find a way to run a little bit. All the stuff you guys talked about with Hoffman, the quick game and whatever, but, of course, that's mitigated by potentially not having Jamison Crowder, who I think he'll find a way to play, whether he's 100%. I don't think he's been 100% all year. Clearly, it doesn't look like they're going to have most of their offensive line. Doesn't look like they're going to have Jordan Reed, so that's certainly going to hurt. But, you know, the bigger thing that I worry about, I think we talked about this the other day with the quick game stuff, guys, is Seattle plays, you know, obviously a lot of zone and a lot of cover three, but they play a lot of press. It looks like, man, you know, so they can jump a lot of these quick smokes and a lot of these, you know, quick screens and that type of thing. So I wonder if this is more of a game where you use, you know, Chris Thompson. We're always talking about touches. If you use Chris Thompson more on those middle screens, on those wheel routes up the sideline, you know, that type of thing and that type of mentality as the main part of your offense.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, fellas.
See you, bud.
Talk a little basketball. Chase Hughes covers the Wizards for NBC Sports Washington. Chase, last night was bad for the Wizards after the first quarter. They got beat by a team that's not very good, and afterwards, Bradley Beal called his teammates out.
Yeah, that was another tough loss for the Wizards, even though the Suns have won four of their last five since they fired their head coach. They're not going to be in the playoffs this year, and the Wizards know that. And Bradley Beal was beside himself about their defensive effort because they had a 22-point lead at one point, and then in the last three quarters allowed the Suns to score 107 points. But the thing that struck me the most was that Bradley Beal and John Wall both brought up something that they talked about a lot this offseason, that they thought teams would treat them differently this year because of their success last season. They got 18 national TV games. They say that they're going to be a team that other opponents target and are always going to give them their best effort. And they feel like that's what happened last night.
107 points over the last three quarters. Break it down for us, Chase. I know they didn't have Otto Porter in this game. And obviously, Markieff Morris is on his way back soon, so there's some reinforcements there. But these defensive breakdowns were just staggering. Guys were so open. It was your turn, my turn. And they couldn't stop Phoenix at all. That's a good offensive team with some young pieces. But how did it get that bad?
Yeah, Scott Brooks kept harping on their defensive focus and just that they kept taking possessions off. And I'm sure overall that was true, but it's hard not to look at T.J. Warren of the Suns. He had 40 points, and he happens to play a position that, you know, Otto Porter and Markieff Morris would probably guard him on a regular basis. And Kelly Oubre got in early foul trouble, so the Wizards had to turn to Thomas Satoransky to play at small forward. That didn't really work out well, and they just couldn't stop T.J. Warren. Even though he wasn't hitting threes, he was just taking backdoor cuts and getting to the rim.
After the 122-116 loss, they have the day off today. Tomorrow, the Cavs. Cleveland has been terrible. What is going on with the Cavaliers? Two teams coming off bad losses now, hanging out in D.C. tomorrow.
Yeah, the Cavaliers aren't playing their best basketball now either. They've lost four straight. Clearly, you know, obviously they had a lot of roster turnover in the summer, and they're still adjusting with new pieces. Dwayne Wade has been terrible so far. I'm sure he'll come around at some point. He's only averaging about 7 points a game. We know he's capable of more than that, even at his age. Their defense has just been awful. Those four losses, they've lost to teams like the Knicks and the Nets, and they're giving up over 120 points a game to some of those teams. So I expect a very, very high-scoring game tomorrow night because the Wizards, like the Cavs, have no problem scoring the ball, but right now they're having a lot of problems on defense. And the Cavaliers, you know, that's a problem for them to an even greater extent.
Chase, appreciate you, bud, man. We'll talk soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you, bud. There he goes. Let's talk Nationals, Tommy. We are live here at Nationals Park. We're joined by Valerie Camillo, the Chief Revenue and Marketing Officer for the Washington Nationals. A couple things I want to ask you about, Valerie. But first, you've met Dave Martinez.
I just did. We just did his photo shoot.
Tell me about him. What do we know?
Charming guy. Lucky for him, he's in D.C. He's an avid cyclist, so he's just going to love living here.
He's going to love living here, and I think this fan base is going to get to really like him if he can get off to a quick start with the Nats. It's going to be a fun offseason. Fans who want to meet him are going to have an opportunity to coming up a little over a month away, correct?
Yeah, he's still working through his schedule. He's got a lot of stuff on his plate, but we're hoping that he'll be at Winterfest, which, of course, will be the fans' first opportunity to meet him up close and personal. That's going to be at the Convention Center December 16th and 17th.
And with that, at the Convention Center, we've been there, we've broadcast each of the last couple of years. It really is such a cool thing to kind of, you know, there's no, I don't know, it's like it's almost like spring training, but up here in the North, the guys are so accessible. You meet and greet everybody. Everyone's so friendly, and it's just such a nice, informal, fun thing there. And you said it's 16th and 17th at the Convention Center.
Yeah, if you ever wanted to have a conversation with one of the players, get your photo with them, like this is the absolute best opportunity to do that. They're wonderful with the kids. If you have children, bring them out. There's a lot of games and just a lot of interaction. The guys are relaxed in the off season, so it's just a different vibe and a really great time.
It goes from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day on December 16th and 17th. The early bird pricing, which is lower through November 15th, is already underway, correct?
Yeah, it's about 15% less if you act before November 15th. So get your tickets now. You can get them on nationals.com/Winterfest.
And also holiday packs.
Yeah,
we ask about?
Yeah. That time of year, I think. Holiday packs, what can you tell us?
So do you guys do Elf on a Shelf? You have kids, any of you?
I've got a four-year-old.
Have you done Elf on the Shelf? Are they too young?
Too young.
I did Elf on a Shelf, and I loved it. His name was Shamrock, and he was always watching.
Did you just did it for yourself?
No. This was when I was growing up as a child.
When he bought his first home, he just put the first thing he did. No furniture, just had an elf.
It was me, and I said, I'm going to be a good boy this holiday season.
I didn't know the Elf on the Shelf went back that far.
Oh, yeah. This was Janine Paulson's staple.
All right. Well, Elf on the Shelf is going to be the gift if you buy a holiday pack this season. So we usually do an ornament every year. This year, it's going to be an Elf on the Shelf. So we're excited about that. We think the fans are going to like it.
What's in the holiday pack?
So you can get three games. They're good games, good opponents, weekend games in the mix. And the pricing is fantastic. It's a great holiday gift. Each pack is priced under $50 you can get starting out.
And you're not kidding about the quality of the opponents. Diamondbacks, Giants, and Cardinals, team the Nats have recently played in the playoffs, Pirates, Phillies, and in the division, the Mets. So a couple of NL East participants, some of the options there.
And those go on sale on Friday, so you can go to our website, again, nationals.com. In this case, /holiday.
There you go.
And you can find them there.
It's going to be a cool day at Nationals Park. About 45 minutes from now, Mike Rizzo is going to introduce Dave Martinez as the new manager of the club. They will both join us between 1 and 2 after the press conference today on Grant and Danny. Valerie Camillo, the Chief Revenue and Marketing Officer for the Nats. Thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, Valerie.
Great to see you.
Grant and Danny's Beltway Blitz in the rearview mirror next on 106.7. The Fan will look ahead to the NFL this weekend and will set the table for Dave Martinez's press conference here at Nationals Park.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend
or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.